Episode 2062, How Do You Enjoy Today?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day. It is Wellness Wednesday, so it's time for you to get on your healthy hat. And you know what? We got to figure out, how do you enjoy today? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, healthy living is challenging. Do's and don'ts clutter your kitchen and your workout. What does your fitness routine look like anyway? When everything seems to be against you, how do you enjoy today? The refrigerator yells as you open the door. Temptations surround your senses and take your emotions hostage. As you approach time to work out, your muscles are already screaming in pain and you've yet to do anything. You want to be healthy, but at what cost? Do you really want to feel yucky because you have to be healthy? This is so backwards. We sit here and live our today as if we didn't live the way we're living today. It doesn't make sense, does it? I know. It's just this vicious cycle that we're in. Now, some of us are awesome, extra awesome, because we are on track. We're eating half of our plate in vegetables, right? You know, if you see your plate with what you're eating in nutrition, half of it is veggies. And you've got a great amount of protein on there, at least a good size fist, so 4 to 6 ounces. You also, if you can, depending upon the meal, maybe you have some healthy carbs in there. Now, understand that you're trying to balance things, but the problem is that when we are trying to make changes, when we are transitioning and leading into a transformation, the problem is we are wishing we were something else 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We want to be that older self, but we're forgetting that we're with this newer self and we're really not liking our newer self. And with all the things that are happening in your everyday, it's easy to feel like you're going backwards and not forward. You deserve to live the way you choose. So if healthy living is your goal, then how do you enjoy today? Well, you got to treat today as another New Year's Day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Treat today as another New Year's Day. Who doesn't love a party? So make each day a party. Celebrate what you can do, not what you can't. I don't know about you, but there are days that I wake up and I'm like, yeah, this workout thing, it's not even for the birds. It's not even for the squirrels. It's not for me and it's not for anyone else. Run away. You're just tired. You don't want to do it. However, if you were to take that chance, the way you feel afterward is like, yeah, it was the best party ever. I feel great. I'm sweaty. It's awesome. I've got energy. Come on. I'm ready for today. But getting to that point, it's like pulling teeth. We've got to look at our everyday as a party. You know, a lot of people sit there and look at me like I'm crazy when I say we have 5 children. And I'm like, yes, we do. None of them were planned. They were all blessed surprises. And every day is just that. Blessed surprises. There is newness in every day, but you have to treat it as newness. Now, unfortunately, when it comes to healthy living, for some odd, strange, really crazy reason, we have decided as a society that you can only start things on a Monday. And if you fall off on Tuesday, you can't start again until the next Monday. And you play this throughout 365 days of the year. That's 52 weeks of possibility brand new start times. So how's that working for you? So when you look at that, and then if that's not working for you, then you start talking. You're like, oh, wait, New Year's. I'm going to start working my New Year's resolution. And when it becomes the brand new year, when it strikes midnight, that's when life's going to change. Sign me up. I'm going to live better. But what happens then? Do you get better? Do you get to that point, or are you doing really well for like 2 weeks, and by the third week, you're like, oh, this is not for me. And you begin to slow down your pace a little. And then by the time February comes along, you're like, yeah, no, this is not working at all. I'm not where I want to be. I wish I was 10 pounds lighter than where I was, and I'm stuck here, so why even bother? This is a waste of my time. You've got to treat today as another New Year's Day. Every day is a new opportunity. It doesn't have to fall on a Monday. It doesn't have to fall on January 1st. It can fall right now, right today. So what does that look like in real life to treat today as another New Year's Day? Well, number one, make today the day you get back on track, whatever that track is. Every day can be the start of something new. Hence, treat today as another New Year's Day. Waiting too long only prolongs what you really want. So go after it. Create your now. You can come up with all these excuses over the next 3 weeks. And over these next 3 weeks, maybe you decide that you only worked out 3 times of those 21 days. That's not a lot of workout time. And then you're like, okay, I want to eat healthy too. And my goal is to drink more water and eat more vegetables. And I want to kind of lessen my fat. I'm great on fat, but I don't need to eat as much red meat. So I'm going to tame that down a little bit. I'm going to go for turkey and chicken and fish. And that's going to be my goal, and eat more vegetables. Well, you begin that regimen and you do great for like the first 3 days because you went to the store, you were excited, you prepped everything. It was awesome. And then what happened? The kids started complaining, Mom, I don't like this. Can we have something else? 4th day, 5th day comes around. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're so tired of hearing the whines. What happens? You fall off. And then that 21 days that you thought you could make a change, nothing changes. In fact, you go backwards again. You're back where you started. You see, if every day is a new day, if every day is a new opportunity, if you make today the day you get back on track, if you make today the day that you want to live every single day, then guess what? You're going to be closer to your goal every single day. Instead of that 21 days away from your goal, you're going to be 21 days closer to it. Make today the day you get back on track. Number two, seek and you will find. Look for the little blessings, the remote glimpses of happiness in your everyday. When you overthink what you expect, it leads to frustration. It leads you down this rabbit hole of, guess what? You can't do it. Guess what? You're stuck. Guess what? Oh, I'm not where I want to be. I wanted to lose 3 pounds this week and the scale only says 1.5. Really? 1.5. Celebrate it. That's a little blessing. That's better than what you were the previous week. And guess what? If that scale doesn't move, I don't care. Throw the scale out the window. It's not about the scale. It's about the changes that you're making. You're in transition to get to a transformation. It takes time, but you have to be willing to seek so you will find. Look for those little blessings and be kind to yourself. You don't always have to be living in quicksand of going, gosh, I'm a failure. Here it goes again. Bloop, 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 bloop. No. Today is a new day. Make today the day you get back on track. Seek and you will find. And finally, number three, hope requires action. Take aim on what you want. Excuses cover up what you aren't willing to take a chance on doing. Don't sit back and let another day go by with your goals buried in the sand. Hope requires action. Are you willing to take a chance on yourself? Because you matter. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Now, if you want to sit there and argue differently, well, then we need to have a whole nother conversation. But today, I want you to look at it as, you know what? I got this. It's today. You're not looking at tomorrow. You are blessed right now with the present. You have today. The next time you go to the refrigerator, what choice will you make? The next time you go in your bedroom with your workout clothes on, what will you do? Will you follow it up with a good, strong walk? Will you do a little bit of aerobic exercise? Will you run your stairs? Will you walk your neighborhood? What will you do? Hope requires action. You can't just sit back and go, oh, these 20 pounds are going to melt off. Man, if I could produce that, we wouldn't even be talking now. Because I would be on like three islands of my own somewhere. Because that's what we all want. But that's not what we can have unless if we're willing to put in the work. Treat every day as another New Year's Day. You've got to look at what you're doing every day, not for tomorrow. Yes, planning is important, but what about the present? Be present. Be incredible. Be you. That's where you start. Make today the day you get back on track. Seek and you will find. Hope requires action. Are you ready to seize your every day? Not just one day, but every day. Take a chance on who God is preparing you to become. You are on a journey. It's not a destination. Get in the game of life. It's time to suit up. Because you know what? You need to enjoy today. But in order to enjoy today, you have to feel alive. And to feel alive, you got to feel good. And to feel good, guess what? You got to eat healthy. You got to move your body intentionally. You got to get good sleep. You got to be drinking that water. Stop putting off what you know you need to do. Seize your every day. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.